Greyhound Racing and NSW raise concerns over gambling ad ban. Members of the New South Wales, NSW, Greyhound Racing industry have joined together to voice their concern over government proposals to stop gambling-related advertisements. The Australian federal government of NSW is considering a parliamentary report which, as part of its findings, recommended that advertising on gambling be banned. This is to be phased in gradually over 3 years, with the first step to ban features like online inducements, reward schemes, and cashouts. Greyhound Racing NSW, a representative body of industry stakeholders, has sent an email to the NSW government outlining the impact it believes changes in gambling regulations will have on the greyhound racing industry as a whole. They pointed out that it would cost the greyhound racing industry millions in revenue, and this would have a knock-on effect that could end the sport. Quote, "It would have devastating and irreversible consequences for our sport. Every dog in it, every person in it, every club, every track, and all those towns and villages in NSW where greyhound racing is a local sport." Robert McCauley, CEO of Greyhound Racing NSW. Loss of revenue would devastate NSW greyhound racing. Stakeholders in the greyhound racing industry have estimated that the planned changes in gambling regulations could see revenue to the industry drop by 40%, which equates to a revenue drop of around $20 million. The changes will see prize money in greyhound racing face a dramatic reduction calculated to be about two-thirds of its current levels. Greyhound Racing NSW claims the loss of revenue would also have a sizable effect on the welfare programs the greyhound industry runs. These include the welfare and safety checks that take place in the greyhound industry to ensure the general well-being of the racing dogs. Plus, the scheme to rehome greyhounds that finish their racing careers. Quote, "This recommendation, if implemented, would have very significant negative impacts on wagering revenues, thus taxes, thus income to the racing codes." Robert McCauley, CEO of Greyhound Racing NSW. Greyhound racing injuries increase. The regulators of greyhound racing found in its latest report that the number of injuries in the sport had increased. It found that there were 67 serious injuries to greyhounds, including 19 deaths, during 2022. Related. Disturbing greyhound racing cruelty shocks Victoria. The organizations that wish to stop greyhound racing stated they believed it is absurd to try and link the welfare of greyhounds to a ban on advertisements in the gambling industry. Quote, "Similar threats are made whenever the industry is called to account. The only way to improve animal welfare is to phase out greyhound racing." Kylie Field, spokesperson for the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds.